producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. You were listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am chatting right now with Chris Temple. Chris just got back from Ecuador, was down there. A little bit of pleasure and a whole lot of business. Ecuador is really in the forefront of a lot of people's minds right now. Number one, folks are interested in the mining industry. And number two, people who are interested in the political stability or lack thereof in that particular country. Chris, first of all, what prompted you to take this trip?
Well, Al, I have known for going on 20 years now a man who's become a good friend and supporter, Glenn McKay, who is the founder of Cornerstone Capital Resources. It's one of the companies that's been on my recommended list as long as just about everybody. The only exception is probably Claude Resources, the gold miner we talk about from time to time. And at various times when Cornerstone has had big moves higher, I tell people to sell half or two-thirds of it. It goes back down to near nothing. I say load up again. Well, here we are in this kind of a market back to near nothing again, and I'm telling people once again to load up. Granted, it's a speculative one. You don't put your grocery money in a company like this, but I've always liked the people behind it. And a trivia question, in case any of our listeners are ever asked, Cornerstone was the very first company listed on a Toronto Venture Exchange when it was created back 15 or 16 years ago. But I've known them. Cornerstone made a decision for a few different reasons a few years ago to pretty much go all in where Ecuador is concerned. They have done as much grassroots exploration in that country as anybody. They've got one really awesome prospect that they and their senior partner in this project, Solgold, an Australian company, have been drilling now for some time that could be, by initial appearances, one of the top 10 largest copper and gold porphyries in the world in the northeastern part of Ecuador. So I wanted to go down and visit that project. I wanted to get a better sense, just as importantly, if not more so, about the political climate and the mining climate down there, because there's been a lot of misinformation that continues to circulate about Ecuador. I'm going to be doing a separate standalone report for my subscribers on all of my findings down there, what the opportunities are, what the situation is on the ground. But I'm here to tell you, Al, if I had to sum it all up, Ecuador is very much open for business. They are every bit as competitive as any other of the better known mining jurisdictions in South America, with the kicker now of having water and power costs both at anywhere from a third to a half of what they are in countries like Peru and Chile. By the end of 2016, when they get all of them online, that country will be getting 90% of its power from the new hydroelectric dams that President Correa has championed in that country. They will actually be exporting power to others of their neighbors in South America. And companies that are developing mining projects down there, most notably the Fruta del Norte project that Kinross abandoned a while ago and that Lundin Gold picked up and just signed a big agreement with the government on, they're going to be getting juice down there cheaper than any other place that they would probably be getting it in South America.
Well, Chris, just to back up for a second here, do me a favor, tell us a little bit about some of the people who you met with down there.
Well, among the people I met, Al, was Javier Cordova. He is the Minister of Mines. That agency is underneath the cabinet-level position called the Ministry for Strategic Sectors. I also met with people from the Ministry for Strategic Sectors, or what the acronym is, MICSE. And that agency oversees all of the development in a country, whether it's energy, mining, hydropower, and so forth. And the first thing, Al, and I said this in my current issue, I'd be happy to send this as kind of a preview of what I'll be writing about more comprehensively about Ecuador soon. But the first thing that was really refreshing to see, and this is true from President Correa on down, is that they admit that when President Correa first took office 8 or 9 years ago, that he kind of overreacted to what was admittedly at that time a bad situation in Ecuador, where it was kind of the Wild West and companies weren't giving the Ecuadorian government or the locals their due. And he, for a while, put a moratorium on things. A lot of people were sore over that. And I'll get into more of those details in my report, but suffice it to say that even if it's been done in fits and starts, Ecuador has got to the point now where they have a fairly identifiable regimen as far as getting concessions. They're about to clean up and revamp that particular law. They've got, as anyone who wants to look up the Fruta del Norte deal with Lundin Gold will find, is that they've got a very competitive structure on everything from royalties to taxes and so forth as far as that whole regimen. And it was really helpful to me to get to look several of these government ministers and quasi-government ministers in the eye and get their sense that, hey, we want to be understood. We want this to be understandable. We want foreign investment in this country. And we want to do whatever is reasonable that we can do to make that happen. And they've come a very long way. Most importantly, Al, they have got a bunch of people from Canada down there with a big accounting firm, Wood Mackenzie, who Minister Cordova, the mining minister, was very proud to point out to me the fact that they have just renewed their agreement, their contract with Wood Mackenzie. Wood Mackenzie obviously takes this whole situation seriously in wanting to help Ecuador have a good first world type of mining and tax regimen that everybody can work with, because not only did they agree to renew their deal with the government of Ecuador, but one of their top people that's part of this whole process has moved his whole family and now lives and works full-time in Ecuador. And no big accounting firm or no firm of any kind goes to the time and expense of moving one of their top people to a foreign country unless they are also very convinced that this ship has sailed and that Ecuador now, contrary to some misinformation that still is out there, is a country that is ready to do business.
So I guess the assumption that I would have to make on that is there really is not going to be any what I would call uncalled for government interference in terms of the mining industry down there. Is that correct?
That's the impression that I have. You need to understand a few things here, Al. First of all, Ecuador's primary income for some time has come from oil exports. We all know that they are one of the many countries suffering now. And in an interesting way, this has helped that to prod them even faster than they were already moving to a point where they're going to start to develop their mineral assets. If you look at the big picture of this, Al, Ecuador is a country that by far and away has some of the most modern infrastructure of any country in South America as far as their communications, the internet and Wi-Fi access in that country. The roads, the highway system is better than most anything I see here in the state of Florida. And they've got, I think it's 8 or 9 total hydroelectric dams that are all going to be online in the next year that is going to have 90% of that country's overall domestic energy met by this clean energy, hydropower. So much so that they're going to be exporting some of it as well. And they are really making a play to get people to understand. They're going to have a big presence again, even bigger than last year, at the PDAC conference in Toronto in early March. And they're trying to get people to understand that they are not only open for business, but when you look at the operating costs, it's going to be lower in Ecuador than most other places. And this is a country that with those advantages, Al, and with the modern infrastructure and all the rest, you're talking about a country that at the same time it has all of those benefits, virtually all of the potential mineral resources you haven't even seen grassroots or exploration, let alone any kind of development. It's truly, much of the country is still virgin territory.
And I'm assuming that the folks who live down there are very pro-mining, obviously, as they are in most countries that share similarities with Ecuador, because of the employment that is brought into the area by the mining industry. So I got to believe it sounds to me like we've got a pretty good situation down there. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Back with Chris Temple. Chris, go on if you would. Tell us a little bit more about what you saw in Ecuador as that would pertain to the folks who are on this site who are interested in the mining industry around the world.
Well, Al, one of the things that you mentioned as we were closing the last segment is the support or perhaps lack thereof on a part of the people. And like any place, that's been a mixed bag. One of the big things that doesn't have anything to do with mining that is still stuck in the craw of the Ecuadorian people and government is a major oil spill caused by Texaco years ago. Texaco, of course, was taken over by Chevron. And there are areas in the eastern part of Ecuador and the Amazon and those regions where there's still a lot of environmental degradation. There has been some skepticism over mining, but President Correa, among other things, has caused a law to be promulgated that actually set up a strategic agency that every dollar of revenue henceforth that comes into the federal government from any kind of mineral or resource development down there in sales, 60% of every dollar goes to the directly to the local governments involved. And I saw firsthand some examples how even Cornerstone, with their big Cascabel project in the northeastern part of the country, we visited a small village, Santa Cecilia, a little village built into a hillside, and it's about maybe 3 kilometers as the crow flies from where they're drilling this big project right now, copper and gold project. We talked to we would call him the mayor in this country, but the El Presidente of the little village down there. He was happy because they've got modern buildings now that are being built in this town. They've got employment there, all from just the initial exploration and the money that is being spent there. And so President Correa and some of the people around him have been very deliberate in making sure that as they move toward a find sensible, proactive regimen to have mineral exploration and future development in that country, that they do have the local people on board, that the local people see the benefits of this. In fact, I mentioned in the last segment the Fruta del Norte deal. One of the things negotiated with Lundin Gold is there will be advance royalty payments paid by Lundin to the government. Much of that will go back to the local people. I also talked with representatives of another company when I was down there that has some development not terribly far from Fruta del Norte in the southeast part of Ecuador. And they likewise, they've had language classes for some of the aboriginals down there. They've been building schools. They've been employing people. They're working with the government to try and put together vocational education programs to get some of the people trained, because in some of the more remote areas down there, as much as they would like to hire the locals don't have the skills. A lot of the people in Ecuador and some of these outlying areas have pretty much made their livings from subsistence agriculture over time. So the mining companies who are already there know they have to be very proactive. They're working very closely with the government. And again, everything that I saw pretty much down there was very, very positive. Really, the last thing that needs to be done, and I talked to people in both the private sector and the government ministers about this, is that it is almost universally expected that no matter who succeeds President Correa in the elections next year, the new government will likely consolidate the existing mining law with the patchwork of regulations into one comprehensive law to really put a bow on all of this and to make Ecuador, without question, one of the new preferred destinations in South America.
Primarily for business, you're saying?
I'm saying for mining, because you've got a country, Al, where virtually all of the country is untouched. You've had 5 or 6% of the available possible land that is available for mineral exploration of any kind that has been touched whatsoever. Only a handful of existing mines or mines in the development stage. Codelco is involved. China's involved in one or two of the big copper projects down there. You've got Lundin that when they raise the funds, they'll start developing Fruta del Norte. And that's only scratching the surface. As I said in the last segment, you've got a country that you don't want to put all your grocery money in it or anything like that. Any of these companies, don't misunderstand that. I'd say that whether we were talking about Ecuador or Canada. But this is a country, it's an untold story, it's an unappreciated story of a company, or a country rather, that had some knocks against it several years ago when they had a moratorium on mining, but is really on a comeback trail, and most people still don't know this story.
What do you think the most important thing is that people have to realize about Ecuador from the investment standpoint into specifically the resource industry?
Well, especially, Alan, I talked to several of the people down there about exactly that theme and that question. We are most likely going to stay in the doldrums for some time, at least where industrial metals are concerned. I'm more optimistic about gold and maybe silver as a consequence of that. But when you're talking about copper, there's a lot of overhang of copper and production capacity in the world. And so more than ever, companies, when they're looking to replace resources or look to buy reserves, they need to do it in a place where costs are defined and hopefully lower than elsewhere. And this is a big thing, a big advantage competitively with other nations that Ecuador is going to have going for it, is the dirt cheap cost of both power and the abundant fresh water in that country. I don't know if you knew this, but Chile, with its big copper, BHP, with its big copper project, its copper mine in Chile, BHP is having to spend $3.5 billion to build a desalination plant and get the salt content out of water, pipe it inland to keep her copper mine going. That's the last problem that anyone's going to have operating in Ecuador. So when you're looking at a lethargic market, let's say in this case again for copper for some time to come, having that cost advantage, if you're a producer and you're looking to develop assets and you're looking at all of the different cost elements, Ecuador is going to look pretty darn good when it comes to looking at what your ongoing operating costs are going to be.
Once somebody realizes that, there probably is going to be virtually no government nationalization, what have you, government takeover, government interference. I think if you're comfortable with the two things you just mentioned in terms of the resources available and in terms of the proactive government, proactive beneficial to the mining industry government, it strikes me as being not a bad place to be, Chris. I don't happen to have any positions, by the way, in any companies that are headquartered in Ecuador. If I'm not mistaken, you were down there for a little over a week.
I'm there for 2 weeks.
Well, we did a number of remotes with you down there, and you were a pretty happy guy during each one of those remotes. Anyway, sum this up for us, if you would.
This is a country that has, and you wouldn't think that these two things coexist, Al, but you have first world infrastructure when it comes to roads, when it comes to access to remote areas. This big Cascabel project of Cornerstones I mentioned, I mean, you've got a paved road going within 4 or 5 kilometers of where the drilling is being done. And it's going to be relatively small potatoes to when the time comes, hopefully, to build a bigger access road to start hauling concentrates out and equipment in to this place. You've got modern infrastructure as far as information and communications, all this type of thing. And with all of these things, the most advanced infrastructure of any country in South America, you have mineral reserves that have been the least explored. You figure it out.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to Chatting with Craig Hemke of TF Metals. This guy is one of the most popular guys when it comes to the gold sector. Not necessarily just mining stocks, but primarily the bullion, etc. Craig has some brilliant ideas, and he has a very large following on his website. As I said, it was TF Metals. Craig, we had a big, big pop in the gold market this past week. Is this for real, in your opinion?
Starting to look more and more like it, Al. I don't know if we can plant the flag in the ground and say, okay, we got a lot, this is it. But, boy, I tell you, you know, since we've been really started visiting quite frequently late last year, and we started talking about this, how the, all the signs were pointing to the stock market rolling over,
mm-hmm.
We started talking about that in August, and that has all continued to play out. And you know, we talked a lot about negative interest rates and the corner that the Fed was painting itself into by trying to raise rates and how that would affect devaluations around
sure.
the globe, and that has continued. And now here gold put in this rounded double bottom at 1050 back in December, and it was kind of the conclusion of the latest cycle of kind of washing out all the spec money. And it began to rally in January like we thought it would. But boy, this has really taken off. It's broken through all of its moving averages. And Al, here's probably, to me, the most important thing we've seen besides just the explosion on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
The gold, ever since this bear market really began when QE3 started in October of 2012, and it was broken down hard in April of 2013 through $1,525, and it has been a downtrend ever since. And the hallmark of that downtrend has been a series of lower highs. It would rally back and then put in a lower high and then fall again and make a lower low and then a lower high and a lower low, and you could clearly see the downtrend on the chart. This current move is the first time that we've put in a higher high, and not only that, we've now exceeded the highs of last October, which were 1190, and now on Thursday we've exceeded the highs of last May, which were 1232, and we're about 1245 now. This looks and feels, with everything else that's going on, Deutsche Bank, negative interest rates around the world, it looks and feels like things really finally have turned.
Well, I have a tendency to agree with you, not necessarily for technical reasons. And the reason I say that, Craig, is because I'm not a very, what I would call, a very astute technician, but I do know quite a bit about fundamentals, and my knowledge has treated me pretty well over the years, I have to say. But, you know, with all of the economic issues that are going on right now around the world, negative economic issues, I have to say, and with all of the potentially very, very dangerous geopolitical events that are going on around the world, I, too, have to agree with you. I think people are starting to realize that this could very well be the start of something big. You know, a lot of the pundits are saying right now, well, you know, wait and see, etc. I am a firm believer that the wait-and-see time is over. I think we're going to see the beginning of a very strong gold market here right now. Yeah, it's going to go up and down. It always says that's only normal.
Yep.
But, you know, I think the best is yet to come for gold bugs.
Al, we've talked a lot about the paper derivative market and how that is the kind of globally accepted price. And I'm not ready to go down that road today and talk about, you know, what the price discovery of paper derivatives and all that stuff. But behind all of these paper derivative contracts is physical gold.
Mm-hmm.
And what is really going to get interesting is when we begin to assess how much physical gold there really is in the West. I'm reading right now on my screen a story that was put out today by my friend Koos Jansen, who's a gold analyst out of the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at the data that was just put out by Eurostat that said in December alone, 2015, the United Kingdom net exported tons of gold, the third highest amount on record. And they shipped it off to most of it to China, which imported 220 metric tons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. You know, London doesn't mine anything, okay? They don't, not like they mined 184 metric tons in England in December. They're only just simply shipping out gold that was in the London vaults, and it's that gold that's in the London vaults that's the basis of the entire paper derivative system. And so if, you know, we've got these lines, stories today about lines of people to buy physical gold, what I'm waiting for is not only the people to line up and buy the physical gold, waiting for people to actually try to claim the gold that they think they own that's in these paper claims and unallocated accounts. We could find out there's a lot less than what people think, and boy, this rally to 1240 is just the tip of the iceberg.
It's interesting. Right now we're at 1247, by the way, as we're recording. And we did record this, I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday afternoon. So these aren't the up-to-the-minute numbers. But I want to say the paper market could collapse.
Simply
because there's nothing, you know, the emperor's not wearing any clothes very possibly.
And Al, I want to second what you said about your side. I think it's tremendous, and you've got a lot of smart people there, and they're wise to point this out. And it's a confidence game, Al. It's just like central bankers are, in a sense, running a confidence game because, you know, there's nothing backing the paper currency but these, you know, the full faith and credit and these pledges and all that kind of stuff. And what we're beginning to see, and this is what is really interesting about what's going on in gold, it seems to be that the central bank emperors are finally being recognized for at least a lack of clothing. The Bank of Japan intervenes a couple weeks ago and devalues the yen with negative interest rates, and that entire move is washed out, and now we're way down from where we were 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You got Janet Yellen doing her Humphrey Hawkins testimony and talking about how negative interest rates are a possibility here in the U.S., and I think the world is starting to realize that these central banks aren't omnipotent, that they don't have the ability to construct happy endings for everybody. And if confidence is lost in the central banks, it spills over into things like gold. And if confidence is lost in the paper leverage game that backs up this paper derivative pricing scheme, and everybody all of a sudden demands the physical gold from their unallocated accounts, from the LBMA warehouses, from the COMEX warehouse, whatever, and there are lines for that gold, again, $1,240 gold is going to seem like a bargain.
You know, it's interesting, in my opinion, when you look at some of the very credible folks out there, Jim Turk, for example, James Turk, I guess, to be perfectly accurate in talking about James, good friend of mine, he's got a pretty good deal, you know, in the sense that he's a very honest man, everything is audited, et cetera, but in terms of the paper markets, none of that exists.
No, that's right. And again, it exists based on confidence. Again, if you hold gold in your hand, which I'm pleased to say I do, not right at this moment, but I know where mine is.
Right.
You don't have any counterparty risk. You know exactly where it is, and you know why you own it. But if you own the GLD, or if you're in one of these pooled, unallocated accounts at some of these bullion dealers or some of the mints, or if you own COMEX contracts, or you own a warehouse receipt in London, you're on a promise that you own gold, that when you show up to get your gold, you're in a promise that they're going to deliver it to you. And if that confidence starts to fail, the whole system will fall apart. And that's what is going to get really interesting here as price rises.
Craig, let me ask you this. If, in fact, that system blew up, which a lot of people are predicting that it will, how major an impact do you think that would actually have on the financial community internationally?
Al, there are some folks that say it could be bigger than what happened in 2008. It's impossible to say, because though we know that these banks are major players in the gold market, but they're also major players in all commodity derivatives, crude oil, everything else, they're major players in derivatives in general, financial instruments, interest rate swaps, all that kind of stuff. Would a failure on the COMEX, a failure of the paper scheme, failure to deliver, bring down the banks? I don't know. It's impossible to say, because we're just simply speculating. But I do know, though, that this price is based upon the idea that there's far more gold in the West than there really is.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to be interesting is, again, China continues to absorb it. Russia continues to absorb it. India continues to absorb it. And one day it's just going to be gone. Or close to gone. I don't want to make it sound like there's zero, but I mean, there won't be that much left. And so the music stops. Everybody scrambles to find a chair to sit on. And we look around, and there's just not as much gold as we think. And that's where, you know, there are these forecasts out there, and people have written books saying, you know, gold goes to 5,000 and 10,000, all these what seem to be outrageous numbers. I have no idea what the number is, because, frankly, I have no idea how much real physical gold that with clear title there is still remaining in the West, as kind of a large term.
I agree with you 100%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors, not available in all states.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. We have a new guest on the line with us right now. Lady's name is Jennifer Sun. Jennifer is a very interesting woman. She was born and raised in mainland China and then migrated to the United States. She is the author of a book entitled U.S. and China, A Tale of Contradictions. Jennifer, tell us, A, why you wrote the book and a little bit about your background, and just give us a brief summary about the philosophy or the thought, I guess I should say, that you stressed in the book.
Thank you, Al. The book, the novel, it's a literary fiction. The name is actually Two Tales of the Moon.
Correct, yeah.
The reason that I wrote it was I have been observing the relationship, the very complex relationship between China and the U.S. for the past, over past two decades. At first, it was okay. I mean, I understand, you know, United States wanted to achieve greater economic growth. So China, you know, when it opened its door almost 30 years ago to the world, have a lot of growth potential there. So we went in there. And, of course, China also liked the United States, the technology, the investment. It was going on okay for a while, but recently, to me, things start to not make any sense. It's contradictory, it's illogical sometimes, I say, are we really, you know, partners, or we are economic rivalries, or are we actually really enemies, particularly in the cyberspace? So, and then I said, okay, you know, U.S. accused China of, because it's still a communist country, we accused them of violating human rights, and we say they manipulated their currency, they have very opaque banking systems. Yet, China really is the biggest holder of our national debt. Just about every corporation here has rushed into China to chase this dream of making money out of this 1.3 billion people there. Here in the United States, to me, there are a lot of also contradictions here too. My favorite example was actually Walmart. You look at the Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart is really a darling for the longest time of Wall Street, right? I mean, high flies love the stock. Oh, that it really is they say they run business efficiently. They are not unionized. They are just like everybody wanted it. Everybody wanted to invest in it. But think about it. The Wall Street high flyers, they really don't really buy that much products from them because, you know, they make so much money. There is a particular type of market segment that buy Walmart products, certainly not the Wall Street high flyers. Okay, so they invest. But then we have rank and file, you know, working class American. We try hard. For the last, I would say, 10 years and more you hear them complain saying, oh, God, you know, China is taking our jobs away. You know, everything manufacturing infrastructure has been moved out there. I mean, even Donald Trump is like always saying, oh, God, China is taking too many of our jobs, blah, 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 all those things. But these are the people. We are the people. When we walk into Walmart, we say, oh, look how nice it is. This one product compared to in some other store, things made in U.S., this is so much more inexpensive. So we buy them. So to me, we also have a responsibility.
I would agree. I would agree, Jennifer, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to interject one thing that you wrote in your summary of the book. You said, quote, by the time I finished writing Two Tales of the Moon, I became convinced that America's once shining beacon somehow dimmed a bit. And the red China I left 30 years ago is not as bloody red as it used to be. Mm-hmm. Communist China and capitalist America will be bound by dreams of money and profit for a long time to come, if not forever. That's an interesting commentary, I have to say, and I really don't disagree with you.
I actually believe that is true. I mean, these days, I always say the U.S. used to be a shining beacon of democracy, freedom,
mm-hmm. Sure.
And China is this oppressive red regime. However, it's black and white. It used to be, but to me now, it somehow has been diluted. It has become grayish.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gray. You cannot. It's all driven by what? By our desire to chase profit, while China's desire to become a superpower. Their ambition of become a world superpower.
Mm-hmm.
So we all of a sudden, for some reason, these two are bound together. Although, you know, with different, I guess, maybe motivation motives. But we are bound together. I never thought this could happen, but it is happening. So this will go on for a while. As long as we still are interested in making money, I think this will go on forever because it's very hard to undo it. The two countries have completely tied themselves together through national debt, through
mm-hmm.
businesses, through investments, you know, back and forth.
That's kind of a natural outgrowth, I would have to say, of two countries such as the United States and China. Now, I have to say that with the experience, and listeners are aware of this, so I don't need to summarize this, but I've had an awful lot of experience in the business sector with Chinese folks, and the people who I have dealt with in the United States as first generation, or as immigrant Chinese, I guess I have to say, I have found to be fascinating people. Fascinating because of their time frame. You know, their time frame is totally different than the time frame of an American. An American wants to make money and he wants to make it in the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
A Chinese businessman will take 5 or 10 years and generally achieve his or her goal.
Mm-hmm.
Very different philosophies, I have to say, and it is interesting. I agree with everything that you're saying, by the way. I do want to say that. I don't disagree with you at all. Tell us a little bit more about the book, if you would.
It's a fiction, of course, loosely actually based upon my own experience. It's not an autobiography, but mm-hmm. it's things that I have witnessed. I have experienced, or sometimes, yes, I lived through it, both in the United States and in China. But it is a book centered on a high-stake Wall Street deal where two companies, a Chinese one and a U.S. one, were about to merge. The Chinese technology company wanted to buy the U.S. one, in order to basically get their hands on our technology. Two people, of course, directly involved in this deal. One is Lu Li. She's from originally from China, but a very successful investment banker mm-hmm. on Wall Street, and Will Donovan, who was the ex-Navy cyber warfare specialist, but also an entrepreneur who owned his own cybersecurity company, but was the target of the Chinese company who was trying to acquire them. The deal, of course, had a lot of national security implications, and Lu Li, of course, had to conduct a certain, what do they call it, due diligence, making sure, everything is legal, financially sound for Wall Street to go out and say, hey, this is a good deal, to attract investors. But then, of course, along the way, they both face, ethical dilemmas. They have to make choices that could affect their professional life and also affect the rest of their life, their future. So, in summary, it's a story of my life is making a series of choices, whether it's right or wrong, you live by it, and if it's a wrong one, you want to correct it, you have to make another choice.
And I think that is an incredibly important message. I'm going to buy the book again. I'm going to reread it again. And we're going to provide a banner on our site for folks who might want to take a read of this, what appears to be a very interesting book. Jennifer, always a pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.